this time?
Yes.
Russian.
How far is it from here to, say, Grand Isle, about?
From here to Grand Isle? New Orleans to Grand Isle?
Yes. You say it's about?
About 100 miles.
100 miles. Okay. Now, if two people became members of a church, you say they recently
joined
the church. And in church, you pray to
God.
The preacher delivers a
sermon.
And some people might say, "Well, I don't go to sermon to hear the sermon. I go to listen to the
music."
Music. All of that was just the music was
beautiful.
You had to change the flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning. You say, church will be over
by the time I get there.
Okay. Now, the enemy and the opposite of God is called?
An atheist.
The enemy and
so
opposite of God?
He doesn't believe God. The enemy what?
And the opposite of God, you say he's called a... He's the what?
Oh, the devil.
Satan,
Lucifer.
When you were young, they'd tell you who's going to get you if you didn't watch out.
God's going to get you. The devil.
Okay. What do people think they see at night around a graveyard?
Ghost.
And they say that old house, they say it's what?
Haunted. I'm still here.
Now, somebody gives you a choice to go to a haunted house or not, you say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
Rather not.
I'd rather not. You'd say, better put the coat, sweater on, it's getting...
Chilly.
How chilly? It's getting rough. It's getting
cold.
Not just a little chilly, it's getting...
Downright cold.
Yeah, right, cold. You hadn't seen a friend in some time, Judy. How would you express your feelings about seeing her? You'd say, oh, I am...
Glad to see you. Happy to see you.
I'm not just a little glad, I'm...
Very glad.
Very glad to see you. Who's this?
I don't know. That's Miranda and David.
Somebody had a lot of money, you'd say he's got a, how much money? Or...
Got a whole lot of money.
A lot of land. You'd say...
Got a lot of property.
He's got 1,000 acres, you'd say how much? That's a...
Whole lot of land.
You ever hear of Right Smart?
Right Smart.
No. If you wanted to express an argument stronger and more enthusiastically than just saying yes, what would you say? Yes, or I'd say, Jude?
If you ask me, I'd say, what is it?
Do you think New Orleans is a nice city? You'd say,
yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Do you think you can do that? You say, well, I...
Well, of course I can.
I
should know how to do it.
Okay. Something shocking was reported or attributed to you by another person. You might show a little polite resentment for it. You say, why the... I can't believe it. The blank of her saying that. The
gall of her saying it. The nerve.
Where did she ever get
the idea of her saying that? That's what I said, the nerve.
Now you pass a friend on the street, he says, good morning. What might you ask him in return?
What's so good about it?
Or you might ask him,
why are you so happy? It all depends on the tone.
Oh, come on. Now you pick up the phone, somebody says, hello, Judy, and you say,
How you doing?
Then you introduce to a stranger, you say to him,
nice to meet you.
Okay. You might ask him,
how you doing? Where are you from?